Log Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Praise God, beloved. How you doing? How you doing, my faithful listeners, my faithful, God, incliners and intuners? This is Apostle William Foster, the evangelist of the 30-minute show time. How about that? Yes, Lord, but Turning Leaf Ministry is with the Radio Broadcasting Network, which also includes my ministry, which is Total Recovery Healing Ministry, where God is recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost, leaving nothing missing and nothing broken. God bless you again. I'm grateful, so grateful that you tuned in today, and so happy to know that God is still on the throne and still working on the cases for us all. Ah, Jesus, individually and collectively as a body of his children. My God, I'm excited. I'm equally excited today because I know the Lord is yet working on wonder and yet moving and trying to show his people which way to go and which way to turn and giving us the clear direction and focus of life and to let us know that he's yet with us and he's yet moving obstacles and moving mountains and Jesus, stuff that you don't have to climb and you don't have to, crawl over, but you just move it out the way so you just go on through. Jesus, it's so good to know that he's with us in the valley of decisions, helping us and helping us to another level, another place, another plane, another dispensation in time. God, for the dominion and realm that he have available for us to walk into, to conquer and to overcome and to defeat the enemy. So I'm grateful today and happy that God yet is the one who we can look to, which is the author and the finisher of our faith. And today we want to go into the broadcast, thanking God, blessing him, believing on his holy name, and just being so enlightened and intrigued to how Jesus be in the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. And not only that, but to allow him to just come into our presence and to know that he is the wonder in our soul. Now, I would like to go to prayer for a moment so we can go on and get into this study and bless God and see what the Lord has to say to us today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your blood. Thank you for your Holy One, which is your Son. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your kingship. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, God, for just blessing us, God, and healing and delivering and showing forth your mighty acts, God, of love. Lord, we pray in the name of Christ Jesus that you just come on in today, open our hearts, our minds, and our ears, open our eyes to what it is that you will have us to read and to see. Oh, God, give us new visions, give us new focus, give us new thoughts and ideas. And, Lord, in Jesus' name, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we forever praise your holy name. From now henceforth and forever, bless God and amen. Yes, today, I was so intrigued. I was looking at this thing, and my son came to visit me yesterday, and Jesus, and he began to talk to me and say some things to me that helped me to know that, oh, God, there is still overcoming power from the Lord, that there is still, oh, God, an enlightenment from God himself to show us and even to show our children, for those who have been praying and staying focused on the Lord, that even they have caught on to the inclination and the ideal plan of God for their lives. Oh, Jesus. And when he began to share some things and express some things to me and began to break some things down that he was dealing with and going through, I was like, well, Jesus, that sounded like a little bit of what David was dealing with. Thank you, God. And, oh, God, I was in tune, inclined to go into the scriptures in First Samuel, the 17th chapter, and begin to read about David's life all over again and how he conquered, the giants in his life. Thank you, Jesus. And God, but God had given me the scripture as I was reading. He said, you got to understand, Jesus, some things you just are anointed for. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And when I began to read, I began to look into the scriptures, and I kind of like want to go in, and we just kind of want to skip around and get to like the gist of the matter. First, we find out that Saul was a man. Let's talk about Saul a little bit. The king, he was a man whom the people had chosen to be their king. But God went on and anointed him to be the king for them. Oh, God, even though he really wasn't an anointed man of his own self, he was, oh, God, had to be appointed and anointed by God to do a certain task or a certain miracle of act to be a judge over them. Oh, God, so we see how David found favor in the sight of Saul, the king, and he began to tell Jesse, look, bring the boy before me, because he was a musician, a chief musician, and he could play so eloquently, so wonderfully, and God anointed him to play evil spirits away from, things and places and people that were, oh God, in a turmoil situation. So Saul was one of these people who actually, they were getting ready to go to a war. So an evil spirit came to Saul. No doubt the evil spirit came to even show Saul what it was that he wasn't or what it was that he should have been. So David came and played, and the evil spirit went away. Because, see, sometimes evil spirits can come, and they can come and antagonize our mind and make us feel like in a wretched place where we're not deserving of God or we're not deserving of the things of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. And sometimes the evil spirit can come so vehemently that it can take our lives. But, oh, God, as we go on to 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, oh, God, David was in a place where he saw Saul and them getting ready to go into a battle or an array of battle. They were setting themselves up for the fight. Their minds had to be back right. So they came up before this Philistine or this Philistine or Philistine, however you want to call it. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm coming from the King James Version. And his name was Goliath. So he had he was a champion of an army that they had to come against. But how many people know that we have so many, oh God, the seemingly champion, triumphant people that's before us, oh God, that causes us to be inferior to their superiority when they're really not the one who we're supposed to be inferior to. My Jesus. God said, fear no man. My Jesus. And David said it so very well. I would not be afraid of what man could do unto me, but it is God who is the keeper of my soul who can, oh God, either destroy it, oh Jesus, or cause it to be alive for the rest of eternity. Thank you, Jesus. So let us go back here. Thank you, God. So David was coming. David was going back and forth with his father, and his brothers had went. He had seven brothers. They went to the battle. Thank you, Jesus. And he was the youngest of all of them. Thank you, God. So, oh God, his daddy sent him to go get them some food so they can be nourished, so they can be encouraged, so they can have enough strength to continue on after the days that they had to fight. Now, the Bible said Goliath came before him 40 days and 40 nights, presenting himself, defying the armies of a God. I said, you got to catch something. I read this thing, and it messed me up because it said, Jesus, it said they were in the place of, oh God, Judah, which was God's place. My God. Verse, what was it? Let's go to verse. Let's go. Chapter of 1 Samuel. I'm sorry, the 17th chapter of 1 Samuel, the first verse. He said, now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Succoth. Oh, God, Jesus, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Succoth and Azekah, and Ephias, Demim, oh, God, and Saul, and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. Now, you got to understand, the Philistines was in a place where it belonged to God. Oh, Jesus. Because if you understand who Judah is, Judah was God's praise. Oh, God. Judah was the people who God created to praise him and to bless him. So, really, in essence, they were already defeated and didn't even know it. Oh, God, help me. And how many times have you gone to a job, God, because you were anointed to go in there and anointed to possess the things that God has told you that are yours before you get there? And oh God, and how many do you know that when you get there, everything that's already in front of you has to come down? Thank you, Jesus. Because the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28 chapter, Jesus, verse 11 and 12, he said, you are the first and not the last. Thank you, God. You are above only and not beneath. You are the head and not the tail. I'm already in this thing. This thing is good to me. Thank you, Jesus. But Saul, he heard that okay, they got this champion, this man who was, oh God, somebody who was superior, oh God, even to his whole army, thank you, God. So the man was so tall, and he was a giant, and his whole federation that was with him, they were even afraid of him, thank you, God. But, oh God, the man, oh God, who God had actually chosen was David to come in, thank you, Jesus. Oh God, he was a peon, oh God, he was a nothing, Jesus. He was somebody who they looked down on, somebody who they called, a little bumper scrumper, scrub or something, because he was nobody to them, because he was not a man of great stature. He was not a man of great valor. He wasn't a man of great integrity to them, because he was a slough type, boy, he was a little reddish, rugged
funny looking dude that was out in the field, but he was out in the field tending the sheep with, oh God, all kinds of, oh Jesus, strength and power that they didn't even know of. Thank you, God. He was already set up, thank you, Jesus, to be prepared for battle, because he was put in a place where he had to kill a lion and a bear because they tried to steal one of his sheep, because they tried to make him feel that he was in, oh, I mean, they tried to make him feel like they could just take over the spot, thank you, Jesus. But how many do you know, thank you, God, when you just seemingly nothing to somebody else, God has already picked you up, to put you in, to put you on top of the pile. Thank you, Jesus. I feel good right there in my soul. So you got to understand. So he was a peer to them. Thank you, God. So he ran out to the battle to get them something to eat. And see, sometimes, oh God, I don't know about you, but some things you can hear in your spirit can irritate you so bad that it messes with your mind. Thank you, God. But it messed with the mind of David. And he said, hold up. Who is this? Oh God, uncircumcised Philistine out here talking bad about the people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Who is this man? Who is this coward? How power coward is? Oh God, Jesus, this low broker joker. He ain't nobody to me. Thank you, God. I don't care how afraid y'all are, thank you, Jesus, but I know a God, one who sits high and looks low, one who helped me when I was down in the valley low, thank you, Jesus, one who brought me up, oh God, when everybody put me down, thank you, Jesus. Oh God, how many do you know, thank you, Jesus, who, if you're on the prayer line, if you're on the main line talking to God, night and day, blessing God, God, doing the things of God, thank you, Jesus, not being distracted, oh God, so, and being distraught from the things of the enemy, thank you, God, when you're fasting and praying. Oh God, when you stand before God, just like David said it so very well, I said to the day I die. He said, in the presence of God is his fullness of joy, but in his right hand are pleasures forevermore. I'm looking for the face of God. So is the face of God looking in on my situation? I know the hand of God will handle the situation. Yes, Jesus. So David began to declare, look, y'all got me messed up. Oh God, let me run back to the king and talk to them. Y'all get mad because I'm bringing y'all some cheese and bringing y'all something to drink. Oh God, you want to cast me off like I'm not nobody. Oh God, Jesus, I go into the workhouse. Oh God, they look at me like, well, who he supposed to be? Oh, they look, you go in the workhouse, they look at you like, who she supposed to be? Who he supposed to be today? Somebody so great, so wonderful. Oh Jesus, you got to understand, I didn't put myself where I am. Jesus, David didn't put himself where he was. God put him up there. And when God puts you up, can't nobody put you down. Thank you, Jesus. So he said to his brothers, because the brothers would be mad, why are you here? Why are you not tending to the sheep? Why are you, oh God, why did you leave him with somebody else? Well, hold up, you got to understand, brothers, I was here to help y'all, but because I heard this fool talking crazy, God, it disturbed my spirit, so I ain't stunned y'all no more. I'm getting ready to run back and talk to the king. Now look at what David said, and oh God, verse 32, when he began to talk to Saul in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, he said, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, verse 33, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and smote him, and I slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be one of them, seeing he had defied the enemies of the living God. And David said, moreover, something about that moreover. Thank you, God. That moreover let you know that you got some confidence somewhere. He said, moreover, thank you, Jesus, the Lord had delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He would deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Thank you, Jesus. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he arrayed himself to go out, and he had not proved it. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, he couldn't, oh God, word, he couldn't fit it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off. Thank you, Jesus. How many people know that God. You can have an anointing of your own. Thank you, God. But when you try to preach somebody else's message, when you try to wear somebody else's clothes, when you try to take on somebody else's anointing, when you try to take on somebody else's appointment, when you try to take on somebody else's power, you can't do it. Thank you, God. Because if it don't fit you, you must acquit it. Thank you, Jesus. And if you acquit it, thank you, God, that lets you know you can't get with it. Thank you, Jesus. So David was simply trying to let Saul know, look, it's too heavy for me. It don't fit me. It's like my son yesterday. He came and looked at my closet, and I said, boy, you can have any one of those suits you want. He said, yeah, Dad, I can have them. He said, I'm tall enough, but I'm not big enough. I said, what? He said, because I can't fit them like you can. They're tailor-made just for you. Thank you, Jesus. And how many people know that if God give you anointing, thank you, Jesus, the anointing has to be tailor-made just for you. Thank you, Jesus. Because if you don't have what God gives you, thank you, Jesus, and you try to fight and walk in another person's footsteps, God, you will soon trip over your feet. My God, Jesus. So God gave him the anointing that he was about to have to go out and fight against this Philistine. Thank you, Jesus. So Saul was stepping back, saying, okay, I'm going to step back and let God do this then. Because if you have enough confidence and enough faith in your God, yes, God, then let's do it. Thank you, Jesus. See, and you have to understand, when people say that you can't do, you can't underestimate me. Thank you, Jesus. I may not have the ability that you think that I have in your sight, but what about behind the scenes? Thank you, Jesus. You don't know that I've been praying all night. You don't know that I've been fasting for 3, 4, 5 days. You don't know that I've been beseeching God and praising God and worshiping God like crazy. You don't know, thank you, Jesus, my story behind the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, so don't you dare underestimate the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. So God says, oh, God, he said, son, go ahead on and do it. Thank you, Jesus. So David went and got some stones. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, okay, what you want me to do? Got the slingshots. And now what you want me to do? Thank you, Jesus. He said, baby, just go. He said, and when you go, he said, don't worry about him and his shield. Don't worry about him and his sword. Don't worry about him and the folks that's talking behind your back with him. Thank you, God. Don't even worry about the army that you're supposed to be trying to help that's talking behind your back. You just go. Thank you, Jesus. And when you go, you go in my name. Thank you, God. Jesus. And that's what David had to do. He had to go in the name of God. He had to go so strongly. Thank you, Jesus. So courageously. So boldly. Holy, talk out for God, thank you, Jesus, that nothing else matters, thank you, God. Oh, Jesus, I don't understand. See, you have to understand. Sometimes you have to confess some things when you're going by yourself, thank you, God. Oh, God, see, whoever's born of God, he overcomes the world. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, because I'm born of God, thank you, Jesus, I overcome the world. I have to let the devil know, oh, Jesus, you're under my feet, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm over you and you're not over me. I'm your boss, you're not my boss, thank you, God. When you have a headache, you got to talk to the headache, thank you, Jesus. You got to rebuke the headache and tell the headache, you got to get out of here, because, oh, God, ain't nothing but healing in his body. Thank you, God. Ain't nothing but healing in his head. Ain't nothing but healing in his mind. Thank you, God. When you got the backache spasms, I bind you in the name of Jesus. You got to loose your hold. Thank you, Jesus, because ain't nothing but purity in my body. I'm whole, healthy, cleansed, and delivered and set free from everything that's trying to hinder me. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. So David was able to say, look, I thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for causing me to be triumphing over whatever I'm dealing with, thank you, Jesus, because I walk in victory. You help me kill the lion. You help me kill the bear. I know you're going to help me kill this fool right here, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, see, you got to understand, when God go before you, thank you, Jesus, can't nobody stand before him. Jesus, and not think they're going to win. Good God, today, help me, Holy Ghost. So, let's go back. And the Bible said, and all this, oh, God, verse 47, and all this, oh, God, assembled shall know that the Lord saved, oh God, not with sword and not with spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give unto you, oh God, he will give you into our hands. He's talking about, what's his name? What did the Goliath? Thank you, Jesus. How about verse 48? And it shall come to pass when the Philistines arose, thank you, Jesus, the Philistine arose, I'm sorry, and came and drew near to meet with David. And David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Thank you, Jesus. And David put in his hand a bag and took out this a stone and slank it and smote the Philistine in the forehead. Oh God, that the stone sunk into the forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. Look at what verse 50 say. So, he said, let the redeemer of the Lord say, what? So, yes, God. So, David prevailed over the Philistine. Thank you, Jesus. With a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Oh, gee. See, he had already promised Saul. He said, when I come back, I'm going to come back with his head. So, therefore, you're going to know when I come back, then the triumphancy is going to be already done. Thank you, Jesus. The victory is going to all be to be yours and mine. Yes, Lord. So, when he came near to him, thank you, Jesus. Let me go on and read it so you can get it for yourself. So David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And so he's trying to rhyme on it. When they saw that he was dead, they fled. Thank you, Jesus. See, and that's what you got to understand. The devil ain't nothing but a punk. Just like that. The devil ain't nothing but a wimp. That's just like that. The devil ain't nothing but a weak bleak. That's all he is. Thank you, God. He can't do nothing to you. Thank you, Jesus. He can only tempt and entice. Oh, God, that's all he can do. He has no power. Thank you, Jesus. He has some things that taunt you to make you feel like he got the power, but that fool ain't nobody. Thank you, Jesus. God said, oh, God, when you go back this time, thank you, Jesus, put a praise on it. When you go back this time, shout the victory. When you go back this time, give me the glory. When you go back this time, give me some worship. When you go back this time, thank me for the victory. Yes, God. Jesus and David was not only victorious, but he was triumphant in all that he did when he slew the devil and he smote the devil. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. He cut the head off the snake. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and that's usually how you have to kill a snake. Oh, God, it's really only three different ways. You can either burn him, you can cut his head off, or you can take him up to an altitude that's too high for him to breathe. Yes, Lord. So, therefore, thank you, God. David cut off the head of the snake, the head of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and that's what God is saying. If you just stand strong in me, if you take the anointing that I give you, the power of the praise, the power of the worship, the power of the anointing, the power, oh, God, Jesus, of my hand, the power of my voice, the power of my, oh, God, count this. Don't be walking around looking sad. Who told you that you were going to lose the war? Who told you that you wasn't going to win? Who told you? I told you, stand still and see the salvation of God. See the salvation of the Lord. See that I am with you. Oh, God, and that because I'm with you, I'm more than they that are against you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and because God says, oh, God, just on and all things, give me thanks and bless my holy name. Thank you, Jesus. I'm free from the sins of bondage. I'm free from slavery. I'm free from being victimized. Oh, God, I'm free from being a lie or being lied on. I'm free from all the hellistic things of the enemy. Oh, God, because I'm anointed for this. I go back in the next day. I'm more powerful than I've ever been before. Thank you, God, because if God be for me, who can be against me? I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Yes, God, thank you, Jesus. My God shall supply all of my need. Oh, God, I fill it according to his riches and glory through by Christ Jesus. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still water. He restored my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name. Say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of this death, I ain't got to fear no doom. I'll be quiet, William. No evil. Thank you, Jesus, because thou art with me. Oh, God, that rod and that staff, here they comfort me. Why? Because, oh, God, he has prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemies to feed me, to help me, to bless me, to embrace me, to bring me up to where I should be in him. Yes, God, so I don't never down myself no more. Value myself in God because God is my Father. He's the keeper of my life and my portion forever. Thank you, God, the strength that I never knew before. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and when all God, Jesus, when it's all over with, thank you, Jesus, I will be victorious. I shall be triumphant. I shall be, oh, God, I shall the Lord see a bold soul and they'll hold my feet in this thing. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody and no weapon that is formed against me shall ever prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, God, thou shalt condemn it. Why? Because this is my heritage and my righteousness is of God, said the Lord. Jesus, so therefore, I step back and let God do it. Thank you, Jesus. And if he do it, I shall pursue it. In the name of Jesus, I bless him forever. Praise God and hallelujah. Jesus, y'all pray my strength in the Lord. I'm excited. I'm glad for you. And I know that this week will be the best week, the best glorious time of your life. You be encouraged. You be encouraged. You be encouraged and be encouraged some more. I love you. God bless you. And we shall meet again on the next time. God bless. I love you.